Klal Yisrael celebrates 7 Yomim Tovim each year. 5 of them, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, are mandated by the Torah. And 2 Yomim Tovim, Chanukah and Purim, were later enacted by the Chachamim. On Chanukah and Purim, we commemorate the fact that we were saved from our enemies. However, the mission and the goals of those enemies were very different. During the Purim episode, Haman wanted to physically destroy every single Jew. He sought our annihilation. However, on Chanukah, Antiochus wanted to assimilate and subsume the Jews into Greek culture. The Greeks had no intention of murdering the Jews physically. It was a spiritual and ideological campaign of assimilation. That is why on Chanukah, we celebrate the fact that our neshamas were saved by lighting candles. A candle is compared to our neshama. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. While on Purim, the mode of celebration is focused on the body. It's Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Throughout Jewish history, there have always been 2 existential threats attempting to undermine our existence, either through annihilation or assimilation. And today the situation is no different. Western culture seeks to entice us with various desires and temptations, while Middle Eastern countries pose a physical threat, actively seeking our destruction. On Shabbos we read, when Yaakov Avinu receives the news that Esav was approaching with an army of 400 warriors, he davens to Hashem, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Save me from my brother, from Esav. And the question is, once Yaakov said miyad achi, we already know he was referring to Esav. He only had one brother. So miyad Esav seems superfluous. Says the Beis Halevi, Yaakov davened for protection from Esav from 2 different angles, annihilation and assimilation. He was afraid that Esav would approach him as a brother, as a friend, a distorted notion of brotherly love. Esav will try to persuade him to assimilate into his culture, to adopt his way of life, and that is Miyad Achi, and then he davened Miyad Esav. He might choose the other approach and come as Esav, the wicked man who wanted to kill him. About 100 years ago, there was a famous dialogue between the Emperor of Austria, Franz Joseph, and Nicholas II, the Russian Tsar. At that time, Russians were subjecting Jews to pogroms and massacres, and the Jewish community was downtrodden and impoverished. Franz Joseph offered the Jews emancipation, granting them the right to work, live in the cities, and even join the military. The Jews flourished. They became architects, doctors, psychologists, even Nobel Prize winners. One day, these 2 emperors met. The Russian dictator, observing the improved condition of the Jewish population, asked Franz Josef, "What are you doing to the Jews? Why are you elevating them, giving them prominent positions, allowing them to prosper? I make their lives miserable. I persecute them. I torment them. Why don't you treat them as I do? Why don't you oppress them?" And Franz Josef's response was astonishing. "You kill them your way, and I will kill them my way. And in 100 years from now, let's see who better succeeds." Unfortunately, over the years, we have painfully experienced both methods, and none have succeeded to eradicate us. Klal Yisrael is eternal. From the days of Haman, who sought to wipe us off the map, and the era of Chanukah, where the Greeks wanted us to adopt Hellenism when they forbid us from practicing our Jewish traditions, we have constantly oscillated between the threats of annihilation and assimilation. Klal Yisrael endured the Spanish Inquisition, the Haskalah movement, during which we lost many Jewish neshamas through spiritual disconnection and assimilation. And we also experienced numerous wars and pogroms and holocausts, resulting in the physical loss of millions of Jews. But despite all these trials and tribulations, we have persevered and lived to tell the tale, symbolizing the dichotomy between the miracle of Chanukah, assimilation, and Purim, annihilation. And that is what Yaakov davened for. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Save my future descendants from annihilation and assimilation. And perhaps Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav has another connotation, referring to something much more contemporary. Since Simchas Torah, there's been unprecedented achdus among Klal Yisrael. Whether it's Hatzala members and doctors flying to Eretz Yisrael to assist the wounded, the coordination of essential needs for displaced families, volunteers utilizing their talents to comfort the injured and bereaved, and offering chizik to the downtrodden. Millions of dollars have been raised globally to aid those in need. There has been a remarkable display of solidarity. And all this unity has prompted a spiritual awakening among the unaffiliated. Whether it's in the area of Shmiras Shabbos, Sneas, Kashrus, Tfilin, Tzitzis, people from all segments of Klal Yisrael are embracing and dancing together upon hearing about the release of some of the hostages. In a remarkable show of solidarity, 300,000 people took time off, spent thousands of dollars, and flew in from all over the world to Washington, D.C. to show support to the State of Israel. In these crucial times, every Jew around the globe understands the significance of standing with the Jewish state and condemning anti-Semitism worldwide. This commitment extends beyond Eretz Yisrael being the homeland for over 50% of Klal Yisrael. But by supporting Israel's fight against evil, it serves as a frontline defense for every Jew in the world. It's a unified battle against hatred towards the Jewish people around the globe. But unfortunately, there are a few fringe groups who inexplicably align themselves with pro-Hamas terror groups, standing hand in hand with them, the same hands that have Jewish blood on them, as they march and advocate for the destruction of our homeland. The images of Jewish people hugging and kissing and standing together with Hamas sympathizers who promote violence against Jews create a profoundly negative image worldwide. By aligning with these groups, they are complicit in justifying and validating their atrocities. These ignorant college students have been influenced by ultra-liberal professors, but frum Jews should know better, and we should not tolerate it. And perhaps this is what Yaakov davened for. Hatzileni na miyad achi, save me from my biological brother, miyad Esav, who aligns himself with Esav, and thereby incites violence and even the destruction of the Jewish people. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.